and on his brow. His tired feet buried in the quagmire. And his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him in fulfillment of his vow.
minutes of this stuff. Somewhere in the middle of this long two-night stand, strange things are starting to happen out there in the street. Some things you don't even know about. That's right. Because right now, as we're standing here, we're in this beautiful building here, this big red brick building. But what you don't really know is that as these first few songs were going on, we've kind of been working on this thing on the outside here. People have been going around, these little sort of gremlin creatures have been going around with all kinds of big pieces of sandpaper. And they're basically going to the corners of the building, and they started out by just trying to sand the corners of the building down so that there weren't any sharp edges, because there's these little gremlin creatures that you don't really think about most of the time that are flying all around, and if any of them happens to bump into a sharp corner of the building, you know, it's bad. They can hurt themselves. So what they'll tend to do, if you don't watch out, if everybody comes into the building here and it doesn't pay attention to what's going on the outside of the building, these little creatures will come with their sandpaper and start sanding away at the edges of the building. So they're sanding away at the edges of the building out there. And they're sanding down the corners. And they have little gremlin arms, so they stand really fast. Little pieces of brick flying off and everything. We're all in here, and everything's cool in here, but right now, so there's no more corners, and they start to get to the edges of the building then, because they think, okay, no corners, but you still got these edges here that one of these gremlins might run into, so they're standing on the edges of the building, They tend to take these big pieces of wood and kind of jack up the bottom of the foundation of the building. Countryside around us here, and you're looking over that way. I think you see the mountains over that way. You've got the, you know, the Rocky Mountains on one side, and you've got the mountains, the beautiful, beautiful mountains of Vermont, the most beautiful mountains anywhere over there on the other side. And the mountains are all kind of starting to square up until it looks like, you know, kind of turning into wood and squaring up into these little square things. And we're still sitting here in this silver metal ball somewhere in the middle. And the whole United States to turn into one of those labyrinth games that tilts from the side to side. And these pixie things, then, you know, these green gremlin things are now kind of working the big handles on the labyrinth game so that the whole country is starting to tilt from side to side, and the ball is kind of sitting there, and we're inside of it. So now the ball's kind of rolling down one side, and rolling over the other side, and you don't want to fall into any of those holes, you know. So lean up against the Rocky Mountains for a minute and kind of roll down the side of that, and I'll stop in the corner there for a second. They all get on the big wheel, turn the big wheel. The whole country starts to tilt again. We go back from the Rocky Mountains, rolling across. Over the White Mountains on the other side. Up against the other, and now we're rolling along, and everything's going great. We start to head down south now. We're heading down south towards Atlanta. Up into the Blue Mountains down there. And we're going to rolling along, and we're rolling along, and suddenly we see up coming up in front of us this hole. We're rolling up towards it. We see there's nothing we can do. We're going to fall into the hole. We're rolling. We fall through the hole, and now we're floating in the silver ball. And as we float through space, little pieces of the silver ball start to fall off. So now we just have this crowd of people here floating through space, and we're drifting along through space. There's nothing left of the gremlins are off sanding down some other building now, and they forgot all about us now that they've had their fun with us, and we're falling through this void here, looking at planets going by on the other side, planets up there and galaxies, and the Earth is getting farther and farther away, and as we're floating along, a strange sort of plane starts to, a geometrical plane is coming off in the distance, and it floats up underneath us, and as we fall down towards it, it starts to fill our entire field of view because we're getting closer and closer to it. floating a little bit slower now, or kind of coming down towards this plane, and everywhere we can see now, it's kind of got a greenish, bluish tinge to it. There's sort of a green field where we see this. It's going off as far as we can see in that direction. Just green, green, green stretching out. And then on the other side, we see a forest kind of stretching all the way off into the distance on the other side. And out of the forest, a huge mountain going up into the sky. And coming down closer, we realize that we're back in the game man. Floating down through space in the near future, looking up at the mountain over there. Looking up at the mountain, we see a little guy. He's climbing up the mountain. Colonel Forbin is climbing up the mountain. He's trying to find the great and knowledgeable Iculus, who lives up at the top of the mountain. The great knowledgeable Iculus is going to help Colonel Forbin out by giving him back the helping friendly book. He's going to bring the helping friendly book to all the people of Gainlandia. Give it to those who live in peace and harmony forever. And so as we're standing there, the mountain is crumbling around, and Iculus's face is coming out of the mountain, big bloodshot eyes looking down at Colonel Forbin. Colonel Forbin's terrified, looking up at Iculus. Iculus is looking down, and he says, I'm going to help you, Colonel Forbin. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to get that famous mockingbird. The famous mockingbird comes and flies out. It's the little famous mockingbird. Lands on Iculus' shoulder. Iculus tells the famous mockingbird to go to the castle of the evil Kate Wilson. And steal the helping from the book. Bring it back to the people. They'll have all the knowledge inherent in the universe. And if everything goes okay, then they'll live in peace and harmony. But, you know, it's a lot of stuff to know. All the knowledge inherent in the universe. Article is by quotation. So here he comes now. The famous mockingbird. Right there. He's going to come flying down now. I can hear his little mockingbird.